From WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, this is the Chancellor's Report, featuring Mark Mone, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Here's your host, Dave Edwards.
There have been many initiatives aimed at improving the quality of education in the Milwaukee area over the years. One of the most ambitious is now known as M3 or M-cubed. It is a collaboration between Milwaukee's three urban public education institutions, the Milwaukee Public Schools, Milwaukee Area Technical College, and the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. The initiative, in case you haven't heard about it, is designed to ensure student success within these institutions to meet the workforce needs of business and industry in our region and help the well-being of Wisconsin citizens, their families, and communities. Today on our program, we're going to talk about M-Cubed with the three education leaders who are pushing this program forward. UWM Chancellor Mark Mone, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Dave. Great to be here.
We also are welcoming back Vicki Martin, president of the Milwaukee Area Technical College.
Yes, thanks so much for having me.
Great to have you. And the new superintendent of the Milwaukee Public Schools, Keith Posley. Great to have you join us.
Thanks for having me.
As I said, in the spirit of cooperation, just getting all of your calendars aligned speaks volumes to the way you guys are working together. I hope I did a reasonably good job of sort of setting the top line headline describing M-Cubed, but I'd like to hear from each of you about how this project is different from the many other efforts that have been going on in this community for a long time to help move forward the educational attainment of students. So let me begin with you, Chancellor Mone. What does that mean to you?
Well, thanks, Dave. I think you did a great job setting the stage. And, you know, the difference to me is there's nothing that brings together the public institutions in such an important way, linking the efforts across our institutions, recognizing that the students that come from MPS go on to MATC and UWM at very high rates, but we want that to be higher. And to do that, it takes concentrated effort. There's an awful lot of things that happen within our institutions. There's an awful lot of things that are happening across the K-16 educational landscape. But M-Cubed specifically works on the 130,000 students that are unique to our institutions, and we want them to be successful no matter where they go.
Okay. Vicki Martin from MATC's perspective.
Well, I think really right now in the workforce, there are so many people that are working, but it's not enough. There's a skills gap right now, and employers are telling us there are not enough workers for us to really be competitive and to be profitable. And so they're turning to us as educational institutions and saying, what more can be done? And I think that this partnership is really helpful because it does bring together all of us to really focus in on the students who need our help and our support to be successful. So if you look at it, they're economically disadvantaged. Our students tend to be more than others in an urban environment, and there are more students of color. And so with that, they need more support services. And I think by coming together, we can really leverage our resources and our talent to make sure that there's smooth transitions between our institutions, because we know that most of the jobs are going to require some sort of post-secondary degree. And those with a high school diploma only will not do as well financially. And so it's really for the help of those students and families sustaining wages to help their families, but also help our community to do much better and to be more competitive. Only 37% of those folks in our community have a post-secondary degree. So you see there's a big gap there. We think by coming together, we can really shore up that gap.
Mm-hmm. So Keith Posley, as the fairly new superintendent, for a long time, people are always going to say the new superintendent, but play that as long as you can.
Right.
It has its advantages. But you know, as a person who's looking at now certainly improving what's going on at MPS, but thinking about how you're going to position students for the next step in their career, how does MPS view this collaborative effort?
I view this as an excellent opportunity for K-16 approach, because the young people that start off with the Milwaukee Public Schools will go on to MATC and later on to UW-Milwaukee and live a productive life after that. But one of the things around this K-16 continuum is the idea that we have of working together and talk about areas in where we can improve, how we can work on it together, looking at this whole thing around the skills gap and making sure that we are addressing all of those areas from kindergarten through 16, you know, and looking at that particular piece, and then a collaborative approach that gives us an opportunity to share with one another the unique experiences and things that we can improve on as we go forward in order to make a strong foundation and making sure that our graduates are able to go out and pursue the great careers that all these fine institutions offer.
Mm-hmm. As you talk to the students at MPS, particularly those maybe who are in middle school or in the early years of high school, do they get that?
Yes, and that's something that we're working on. There has been a number of trips set up to go to the institutions, go to MATC, go to UW-Milwaukee. This is something in years past that we did not do as a district. So young people can see the possibility right now, hands-on. There's panel discussions that have taken place, and you will find in any of our schools, going into a number of our schools, especially at the middle and the high school level, staff from MATC there and staff from UW-Milwaukee there. And it's a big, happy family working together for young people. And the opportunity to see the possibility around careers, jobs, and things of that nature, and truly just being on a college campus. Just talked to a young person just last week that was excited about a trip that they had taken over to UW-Milwaukee. But just the idea that and a number of our young people may not have gone on a college campus in the past, and this gives them the golden opportunity to be able to do just that.
Yeah, you know, I like that phrase of sort of seeing the possibilities. Mark Mone, I'm a first-generation person who's ever gone to college in my family, and picking up on what was just said, I had never been on a university campus until I came to UWM. I didn't really know what it was all about, and I have a feeling you see a lot of that among your students.
We do, and, you know, it's so important. Our student population has 40% undergrad first generation, which it really speaks to this point that Dr. Posley is raising. Dave, you and I share that same background. If my dad had not been working in the radio station as a moonlighting as I was growing up, I probably wouldn't have been on a college campus either. But back to some of the examples that I think are so powerful. We bring students from MPS onto our campuses at MATC and UWM for a number of reasons. One is they get exposure to the academic environment, so they actually interact in classrooms. They see what's going on. This last weekend, we had the Fresh Coast Classic. They're playing sports. They're having fun. They're seeing what a college is about. But meeting faculty and seeing others like themselves, I can do this. It really helps with that modeling, that sense of self-confidence. The other thing is, we've had some job fairs, and we're going to do that again this coming spring, where we brought over 1,000 MPS students, juniors and seniors, on campus with 64 leading area employers. Part of it was just the practice of putting a resume together, putting a suit on, putting a beautiful dress on to come and talk with employers. So there's the practical aspect, you know, job preparation, but also some of those young people were given opportunities for junior to senior summer employment or employment afterward, back to what Dr. Martin talked about in terms of that employment linkage. So it's really getting employers involved and helping them see that continuum of the importance of education, but getting faculty involved and employers as well. It's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. So Vicki Martin, I would imagine at MATC, part of it is just dealing with the image of a technical college and convincing high school students, for example, that there are some really great careers that MATC can help train students for.
Right. It really helps to show them our graduate report. Yeah. They can look at the salaries and they can see, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I could earn so much money after 2 years. One of the other things we're really trying to do is go into the high schools early. We call it the early college model. And we're doing this at Bradley Tech High School, where the three of us are partners in that endeavor as well. And what we're trying to show them is the rigors, introduce them to the rigors of college, what that looks like, but also make sure that they get some college credit. We hear that student debt is a big issue for most students. We know it's the number one reason why a lot of students don't go to college. They don't think they can afford to. And so if we can offer it early and do the dual enrollment, which we do, so they can earn up to 12 credits at Bradley Tech, and we want to get it to where at a high school they could earn the full associate degree. And just think about that. Not only do they understand the rigors of college and they've earned either an occupational degree, which is really important, or they're able then to transfer on to a four-year And they're only paying for 2 years, so it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, no. Parents would like to hear that too.
Yes. Yes.
Well, let me just ask anybody who wants to respond to this. I know that, part of the key elements of this initiative is to look at a collaborative curriculum. And so far, I've heard you say K-16 several times, all of you. But what does that mean in terms of that collaborative curriculum? What things can help a student at MATC in terms of curriculum with either UWM or MATC?
I'll give you one example. In the math area alone, we see there's a lot of opportunities for a better alignment, because if you're learning things even within K-12, even within the handoffs between middle school and high school, they're something that if you spend the entire year with that student, you can help them get caught up. You can see things. But if you're in a college environment and they've been teaching in a different way, you don't have that time and you can't catch up. And this is why it's so important for our math faculty to come together. And we have done a number of in-service workshops so that math faculty from our 2-year, 4-year, and K-12 systems get together and spend a day working on the alignment of their math curriculum. And not only the curriculum, but the teaching, the pedagogy that's used, how to change the classrooms to get students much more involved in the whole teaching concept in terms of how you learn. My walkaway statement is that the only thing, only good can happen when you get 400 to 500 math faculty together that spend a lot of time together. Only good things happen because of that alignment, teaching methodology, and things like that. So that's just one area of focus of what we do.
Right. They've also been meeting together with the faculty in the science area and the English area. And so the same thing. I mean, we're going to really improve our pedagogy and hopefully our outcomes. We've also been able to share software and our research in terms of what really works in terms of helping students with math and English. We know what helps improve them at the college level, and we've been able then with Dr. Polsey and others to really embed that into the high schools as well. And I know you're going back even further than that to make sure that they start with all the skills that they need. But those are the really important things. When they're all talking together and sharing best practices, that's when students succeed.
And I'm a firm believer that we have to build a foundation. And my responsibility in this work is the foundation, is to get that strong foundation so that they can soar when they get to MATC, when they get to UW-Milwaukee. And knowing that and looking at some of the avenues of how you get there, we truly know that algebra is the gatekeeper to college. And what do we do in the K-12 component of that, working along with MATC and working along with UW-Milwaukee around getting our hands around what that looked like for mathematics and making sure that our young people are able to go through those courses without remediation and getting that strong foundation in place.
And so at what grade level does it really start having an impact? Obviously, algebra is, I'm guessing, unless the curriculum has changed so much since I was there, that was kind of a middle school thing. Are there things earlier than middle school? I'm thinking of grades 4, 5, 6, for example, where there's the beginning of this?
And yes. And basically, truly, it's a middle school concept, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. And usually the first entryway is an 8th grade to algebra. But working with some of the high schools and some of our high schools, elementary schools are having classes where we are allowing students at the elementary level to take those classes through distant learning or going off to other campuses to get that those credits. So, but the idea of this is something that starts early on, as early as kindergarten, but building blocks as we go forward. But I would say the key focus would be in the area from 4th to 8th grade.
I want to pick up on that because I know that one of the standard problems or one of the longstanding issues that MPS has dealt with is the graduation rate, the attendance rate. As students are exposed to this, I mean, do you see this as helping deal with that problem as well?
Yes, and I can truly say through this collaboration, I have seen our graduation rates go up. We started at 62%, and today I'm proud to say 66.7% of our students complete in 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to the 5-year graduation, it's 69.1%. Mm-hmm. So, and that is the idea of you know, I value the idea of us working together as a unit, talking about things that need to improve, and then talking about what is that to do after high school and giving them those options of places that they can attend. And I think this has excited young people to want to complete so that they can get to the MATC campus, so that they can get to the UW-Milwaukee campus.
Mm-hmm. So, Dave, I would offer, you know, we're talking a lot about kind of the content, the academic pedagogy, the curriculum, what happens in the schools. But I also think that what's unique about what we're doing is looking at the context within which it occurs. So what I mean by that in particular is that we can only control so much in any of our academic institutions. And while we can't control a lot outside of that, one of the things that we've tried to work on and have I think, demonstrated some pretty remarkable success is around the Parent Institute. And that's been getting parents involved. And that can include grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, big sisters, big brothers, moms and dads. And the larger ecosystem, the larger unit around the students that helps them understand the importance of education, something that you and I might take for granted, but just the absolute essential importance of studying, testing, good study habits, good academic follow-through, and then what that leads to and having that immersion and having a lot of the parents involved who they themselves may not have gone through the education program successfully. So getting them and helping them reinforce the career linkages, helping them understand what this means in your life to have high school, and then ultimately going on to 2-year and 4-year degrees. So it's surrounding them with that and other types of wraparound types of activities. So the Parent Institute, we've really upped our game. And while MPS has got a good, strong program, we've really added to that and have brought additional resources for helping with that. We've also focused on things outside of the curriculum that include the FAFSA completion, which is the gateway for financial aid. You can't go anywhere in terms of student loans, grants, and other eligibility for financial support. While Dr. Martin talked about that as the absolute gate, this is one of the mechanisms that helps provide that. So we have gone from a statistic 5 to 10 years ago where we were lagging dramatically. We're now one of the country's leading cities in terms of FAFSA completion rates. That hasn't happened through M Cubed alone. We've got a good partner with Milwaukee Succeeds, but it's an all-in effort that's really made a big difference there.
Where were you guys when I was helping to complete those applications for my kids? I could have used a little help in that regard. So Vicki Martin, here's what I'm taking away from a lot of this, and Mark just said it, sort of breaking down barriers, be they with students or with parents, mm-hmm. possibly even for employers. Am I reading that right?
Oh, absolutely. For example, we really were looking at youth apprenticeship, and at Bradley Tech, we were able to get Harley Davidson and We Energies to really step up and hire them in high school to be part of a youth apprenticeship. And they're looking at expanding that model to more and more high schools, along with Dr. Posley and his staff. I think this piece that we're working on now, and it's part of a state initiative, but the three of us are really looking at that career planning piece to make sure we got students going into the right areas that they dream about and expect to go to college and have a better life. That's part of one of the goals that we've already set, is that can we improve the expectations that everyone will go to college or get the career that they really want or go into apprenticeship and have a good life in front of them. And that's what we're really trying to do. So we all purchase the same software to make sure that we can help students all the way through our colleges from high school. But we're also making sure that each child at MPS and other high schools believe that they can go on to college and that there's a good future in front of them. And I think it's that hope, that hope that really is going to make the difference. And that's what I think we're supplying by working together and showing them we are connected and dedicated to their success and to their futures.
Mm-hmm. So we've heard about the involvement of the parents. We've heard about helping with knocking down the FAFSA obstacles, if you will. We've heard about the graduation rates going up. What are some of the other examples that you can point to that since this initiative started, you're saying, hey, you know what? We're starting to make progress here. Are there other examples?
I think one of them, you know, when we talk about our programs for advising And we know how important that is, having established advisors from our academic institutions on site at others. So we have Panther Tracks that helps with students from MATC with that transition to UWM. That's one specific example. I think what Dr. Martin talked about earlier, not just at Bradley Tech, but the whole concept of dual degree credit, expanding that dramatically across all of MPS, that's going to be one of the bigger game changers because it's going to have the advanced credit that you get at a lower cost. It's going to be something that acclimates students to what the rigors are of higher ed. And it's just nothing but success to have a tangible outcome when you're done with high school, that you've already completed some of your college. It just makes that transition so much easier. I think in particular, as we get more mileage and we talk more about this, as employers become more aware of these opportunities, they'll even get further behind the types of activities that we're engaged in.
Hmm. Right. So just recently, we were able to get an agreement with UWM for IT transfer information technology. We know it's a really hot field. We know employers are desperate, but we can start them in high school with some of those college credits, and then we can get them through MATC and right onto UWM, accepting all those credits in five of our different program areas in their information technology. So it's just an easy, great pathway. It's that transition. It's smooth. It's the advising piece. We have transition coaches with the help of Milwaukee Succeed. So we're making sure that students can figure out what that pathway looks like and how to get there in the shortest time possible.
Mm-hmm. And in MPS, we have in each of our high schools a career center where we have staffed individuals that are there going through the process, working with them through careers, looking at this whole thing around career cruising, what they want to do, and look at that particular piece. So we're making better choices for young people going into high schools that are going to meet their needs and also meet their professional needs. Along with that, working with the two institutions to make sure that we are all on the same page of what we do around career navigating and making sure that we are able to share the salaries of various jobs and those type of things and kind of get them up front and center with that. And through our visits to those campuses, those are some of the things that our young people can drill down on in some of those areas of studies if they want to go in to be able to see that particular career.
Mm-hmm. It strikes me that, being able to share salaries, if you're going to go into this field, what kind of salary could you expect in your first year, 5 years? It really motivates a student to not only pursue that field, but I would think another thing, and then this is, I'm sure, a concern. I know it's a concern at UWM. I suspect it's a concern at MATC. It's one thing to get a student in the door, but will they actually graduate? What's the attrition rate? And it seems to me that you're kind of laying the groundwork of hope.
Well, you're absolutely right. I think financially, that's a motivator, but I think it's arguably as or more important, it's the hands-on skills. And it's that realization that when students see that, and that's why I think it's so important for high school kids to experience what the world of work is like and to have the types of things that I think our academic institutions are bringing. We have folks, whether it's in our School of Freshwater Science or College of Letters and Science, Engineering, and others, that open their classes and the faculty that come and spend time with high school, with two-year college students. I know the same type of thing is happening at MATC. The careers, the occupational paths, that sense of identity, that sense of worthwhile engagement in life. I mean, to have those doors open to that, because I have to tell you, there's just a lot of people who've never had that exposure. They've never had that. They haven't seen that modeled. It hasn't been something brought to life as well. And there's nothing quite as powerful as when you see students from high school or middle school go to, for example, our School of Freshwater Science. And as much as they're interested in the labs and understand what the experiments on the fish and contaminants are, or as much as they're looking at these facilities, when they get on the Niske, our research vessel, they do not want to get off. and I'm telling you that there's just power in that experience. And it sets people on very different trajectories in their lives because it reinforces if you want to get to this occupation, education is the path and here's the gates to go through. So we're trying to bring that awareness and really get the young people excited about that. And this is so important for Milwaukee. It's our future. Yeah. And if we don't succeed, there's a lot at stake here. And that's what I keep coming back to. YM Cubed is one of the most important educational initiatives happening in any urban area to have the largest public K-12 system, the largest technical ed and the largest four-year institution in the diverse environment that we have, really opening and stressing the access and increased opportunities. Very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of employers, of course, would like to see all of our students be working right now, and we understand that. And so I think partnering and trying to figure out a way that we can combine working and learning together in new ways that maybe we haven't thought about before. But also starting high school, giving them exposure. Here's the world of work. Here's what it looks like. Here's how it relates to your education, contextualizing that learning, giving them the support services, the wraparound, because we do know that it is a retention issue. Mm-hmm. And whether they're going mm-hmm. out working full-time or working mm-hmm. two part-time jobs or whatever they're doing, or they have family issues, or there's cars breaking down, they can't get to work. We know all those things, so we understand we have to have the support that they need as well to stay in school, but we got to work with our employer partners as well to make sure that that happens and make sure that they're getting the skill sets that they need to succeed at work, but also that the employers are supporting these students also getting some credentials, mm-hmm. industry credentials and educational credentials, because that's what's going to make a difference in this community.
Before we run out of time here, I know that there's a January 9th community meeting being scheduled. What's the purpose of that?
Go ahead.
So a couple of things. Number one, we want to, from an accountability perspective, we want to be able to say, given the public launch that we had 2 years ago, we'd really like to be able to show on the five key goal areas, what are the indicators that we've made such great progress on? So we want to show progress. Number two, we want to raise awareness and engage the community in different ways that they can be more involved and help us achieve the goals that we think are so important.
Mm-hmm. Right. I do think it's a chance for us to communicate and hear feedback and input about what are they seeing as well. What aren't we doing that we need to be doing that, you know, we think we're doing all these initiatives, but are those the right initiatives? Mm-hmm. Are they seeing the changes that we're seeing? And if not, what else could we be doing that we're not? So I think having that dialogue and that input is going to be really important for us as well.
I think the dialogue and feedback will give us an opportunity, a greater opportunity, to reflect on what we're doing and really focus in on exactly what needs to happen and making sure that we're meeting all of our goals. And maybe there's something that's unique that we have not thought about as a collective. This will also give us an opportunity for that to be brought out and maybe launch us in another direction on something that is new and innovative.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for joining us today. We could continue this conversation. I hope that we will continue this conversation in the future as well. So thanks very much for joining us. UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone, Vicki Martin, President of the Milwaukee Area Technical College, and the Superintendent of the Milwaukee Public Schools, Keith Posley. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Chancellor's Report featuring Mark Mone, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. If you would like more information, go to uwm.edu/chancellor.